You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the 12th floor, 50 Penn Place in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the home of News Radio 1000 KTOK and 1340 The Game, this is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm your gracious and humble host, Derek G. Saint. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And since this is the weekend episode and we are recording it at about 6:45 Central Time here in Oklahoma City, we're not going to be touching on the upcoming game with the Minnesota Timberwolves, or depending on when you're listening to this, the post game of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, Grant, I will say this. That if somebody, if they're, God forbid, somebody get hurt or there's to be some major news coming out this weekend, certainly we would pod and get that out to you and give you our thoughts on what's going on. But right now, we're just going to tackle the big issues concerning the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the biggest one is Andre Roberson being out for another couple of months. I'll tell you the starting five I'd like to see Billy Donovan go with, even though there's no way he consider it. Also, I'll tell you who I think the Thunder should go after, and whether or not when Andre comes back, we will see him get back to his old self at any point in the upcoming season. In segment number two, Kyrie Irving decided to go ahead and make a bold statement about his future with the Boston Celtics, and I'm not a big fan of it. Not a big fan of the road that Kyrie Irving went down, and actually, I like the way that Kevin Durant handled his free agency year or free agent year in Oklahoma City. I'll explain why and why I think Kyrie may have actually created more issues for himself than necessarily won the hearts over of many Boston Celtics fans. And then third, we'll talk about whether or not the NBA is just going to rip another team away from Seattle, or is the NBA really setting Seattle up for another team, and why I'd like to see them get another crack at it. And there's a great article for you to read on that by Jason Wenthorst on ESPN. So all that is coming up in segment number three and on the Locked On Thunder podcast. My name's Eric G. I work for 1340 The Game here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and News Radio 1000 KTOK. I've been covering the Thunder now for almost 6 years. I will celebrate year number six in the Thunder's first home game this year, and very excited about it and very glad to be talking Thunder basketball with you, even when it concerns bad news, like Andre Roberson, who is out for at least another 2 months. That ruptured patella tendon that he had surgery on, the sutures inside were causing an irritation. So we had to have a procedure to go get that taken care of and cleaned up, and now he will be reevaluated in 2 months. And the Thunder are very quick to point out that just because somebody is being reevaluated in a span of 2 months, it doesn't mean that they will be on the court in 2 months. The earliest we would see Andre Roberson back is the early part of December. And if just guessing, I would think that Andre's probably not going to be coming back until sometime in 2019. Maybe the first couple of weeks of January. One, the Thunder don't want to rush him back. And even though he's been working out at training camp and he was actually on the floor in the blue and white scrimmage, not playing, but at least suited up and going with his team, Thunder don't want to put that knee at any more risk than what they have to. And essentially all they want from Andre Roberson is for him to be healthy and be ready to go come playoff time, because that's the mentality of the Oklahoma City Thunder this year. Whatever happens in the regular season is good, but Sam Presti is making it crystal clear this season is all about the playoffs. And a healthy Andre Roberson in April is a lot more important than a healthy Andre Roberson in January. You'd ideally like to have him for both, but if you only have one, you want him for the playoffs. So where does that leave the Thunder? Well, you can start Terrence Ferguson. He's gotten the bulk of the minutes at that starting two guard. Alex Sabrinas has had some health issues, but played 16 minutes the other night. And if he was having health issues, it didn't look like it was that big of a deal in the game against Detroit. There's Timothée Luwawu-Cabarro, but has he been around long enough to really mesh with these guys? I think he's looked really good when he's had an opportunity to play with the Thunder and play with the starters. So any one of those guys you could put into the starting five. My vote would be just go ahead and put Dennis Schroeder into the starting five when Russell Westbrook comes back. You're going to start Schroeder, and you start him as long as Russell Westbrook's out. And I would probably put Terrence Ferguson in at the two. But as soon as Russ came back, it just seems to make sense that you would want him and Schroeder on the floor as much as possible. And this gives you one way to do it. Also, with Schroeder being young, he can still play minutes with guys off the bench. And if you really want Raymond Felton to have a big role on this team, now you're going to give him an opportunity to run the offense a little bit more when Schroeder goes to sit on the bench because he's maybe playing starter minutes. That's how I would like to see things play out. I don't think there's any way that the Thunder are even remotely considering that scenario. I think when Russ comes back, Schroeder moves to the bench. He's your main point guard coming off the bench. You might see him. I would think that you would see him and Russ on the floor at the same time, especially down the stretch when the Thunder are looking for some high-octane offense. But for the most part, I don't see them doing that. I think it's Terrence Ferguson's job to lose in that starting two-guard position. And that kind of leaves you with the opportunity to go out and sign someone because the Thunder do have an open roster spot. And the person that makes the most sense, well, it's Corey Brewer. Played here last year, logged a lot of minutes, did a good job defensively. Offensively, he was a big-time upgrade over Andre Roberson. The guys know him. He got along great with everyone in the locker room. And now's your time to go get him. You've got an opportunity to get this guy. You've got the money to get this guy. You don't need any more disruptions to this team as far as its continuity and its chemistry goes. You already know what Corey Brewer gives you. You know how he's going to fit in. And if he fit in with Russell Westbrook, he'll fit in with Dennis Schroeder. It's the easy trigger to pull. It's just a matter of Sam Presti wanting to pull that trigger and getting it done here in the next couple of weeks. Or does Sam Presti, is he okay with what he has? Is he all right with treading water and leaving that roster spot open for maybe sometime later in the year and just dealing with Andre being out and playing with the guys that he has on the floor? And something tells me Sam will be fine with that. Now, Sam has a tendency to surprise people and pull moves that we don't ever see coming, that whole rabbit out of the hat thing. But I think Sam will be just fine with this team. The Thunder definitely aren't going to panic. There's not going to be a knee-jerk reaction, no pun intended, by the way, that's going to happen here in the next couple of days, because that's just not how they roll. They will look at this thing from all angles and figure out how to put it together. And it does worry me that when you come back from an injury like this, and as Eric Horn had written in his article talking with Taj Gibson, who heard about it, it's a tough injury to come back from. And when Andre Roberson does come back from that injury, is he going to be the guy that he was prior to that? I'm not 100% certain. I don't know. I don't know how well Andre Roberson is going to be physically and mentally. It may take him a while to actually get over. And when you suffer a setback like this, it's got to play with your head. But hopefully Andre can get back sometime by the beginning of the year. And that's when I would expect the earliest to see him is sometime in January. Anytime before that, just consider it a blessing, and to a certain extent, consider it gravy. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. If you want to go see any Thunder game this season, all you have to do is go to one place, and that's vividseats.com. Download the app for your phone. It knows your location. As soon as you tap on it, boom, there it is. All the events for that city, all that area get pulled up, and then you can just click on that button and buy whatever seats suit you. And they want you as a customer so bad right now that they're willing to give you $20 off your first purchase of $200 or more. The other great thing about Vivid Seats is that it's an online ticket marketplace that really wants to create memories for you and the people that you go to events with, no matter what events they are. So every seat comes with a 100% guarantee, so you get exactly what you are buying. If that seat is open, they have a ticket for it. It is that seat. 100% guaranteed. That's vividseats.com. Vividseats.com, the online marketplace. And remember, use the promo code LOCKEDON if you're a new customer and your first purchase of $200 or more, it gets you $20 off. That's vividseats.com. Coming up next here on the Locked On Thunder podcast, why I don't really like what Kyrie Irving did making that commitment to the Celtics. I'll tell you next why I don't like it here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Thank you for joining us. Locked On Sooners is out now as well. We publish them both at the same time on Friday nights to get you through Friday night and then up to kickoff on Saturday with Locked On Sooners and then Locked On Thunder. Hey, it's all weekend long, so listen anytime you want, whether it's Friday night, Saturday morning, Sunday morning on your way to church, maybe you're making your rounds on Saturday. We want to be there for you, and that's the great thing about this podcast. We are here for you anytime you want, on demand at LockedOnThunder.com and at LockedOnSports.com and Google, Alexa, Spotify, Stitcher, etc. So Kyrie Irving says he believes in the Boston Celtics, says that he became sold on the franchise when he was there last year, and this is where he wants to stay. Now, there is speculation that the Knicks would try and lure him away, and he might be tempted to sign with the Knicks, and maybe there was an opportunity for him and Kevin Durant to team up. As great as it sounds for Kyrie Irving to say that he likes the Celtics and he likes the direction they would go, and he said, quote, me asking the Celtics if they would have me back, that was the first question I said, Kyrie. I just wanted to make sure. And then at that point, it was an easy decision. All right, all that sounds good and well now. What is going to happen during the season? And this is the one thing free agents can't know. You may be confident in an organization in October, but do you still have that same level of confidence at the end of May, at the beginning of April? Did the team make the playoffs? Were there some bad moves? Did you find a teammate that all of a sudden you're not getting along with? And now you've sort of painted yourself into a corner where you've heaped praise on the team. You sound like you're a guy that's coming back. And now if you make the decision to go to the New York Knicks, or maybe you want to go out to Los Angeles and team up with LeBron James again. Don't think that's going to happen. Lonzo Ball's there, but whatever. But any move that you can make now is going to come under a lot of scrutiny, even more scrutiny than what Kevin Durant got when he went to Golden State. Why? Because you said you wanted to stay with the Celtics, and now you have to come back and change your mind. This is the one thing that Kevin Durant did so well while he was here in Oklahoma City, is that year of his free agency, he didn't say anything. He said, I will address it when the time comes up. And when there was that rumor about the Lakers, how did he handle it? Well, if you didn't hear it from me, then it's not true. Now, whether it was true or not, I believe Stephen A. Smith. I don't think his source lied to him. I think whoever told him that, Stephen A. Smith trusted, he ran with it. And sometimes you get burned because people dispute it because it didn't exactly come from Kevin Durant. But that's how you have to handle it. And even though fans don't like it, owners don't like it, and probably I would think your teammates probably don't like it, but at the same time they don't mind because they understand eventually they're going to be in that situation. You don't want to go making promises you can't keep, because at that point you can't ever be the good guy. If you just say, I'm going to play the season out, address it when I get there, even though that's not a popular answer and it leads to speculation, and there are going to be leaks within your camp, and people are going to hear different things, and there are going to be all these rumors about other organizations that are going to pull you away. You just have to deal with it. That's the game. That's the PR game. Kyrie Irving now, for some reason, he doesn't sign with the Celtics, is the ultimate bad guy in the NBA. And I'm not so sure that Kyrie Irving can handle being the ultimate bad guy in the NBA. Okay, he can probably handle it better than Kevin Durant, but could he handle it better than Russell Westbrook? Nah, no one could handle it better than Russell Westbrook. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the NBA possibly going back to Seattle and why I think it needs to happen. It's all right here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Locked On Sooners out now as well, and also part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Eric G. Thank you so much for joining us today. Locked On Sooners and Locked On Thunder can both be heard at Google, Stitcher, Alexa, Spotify, and Apple iTunes. And please rate us 5 stars on Apple iTunes. If you feel like we are a five-star podcast, and I really hope you do, I hope you enjoy what we're doing. And if you do enjoy what we're doing and you want to get some archives, you can go to all those places. You can also go to LockedOnThunder.com or LockedOnSports.com, where we have all the Locked On podcasts housed. But thank you very much for supporting this podcast. It's a lot of fun to do. And if you can't tell, I'm ready to get the season started. I'm ready to talk about what I'm seeing night in, night out, about what's going on with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And injuries are just tough to talk about because I like Andre Roberson. I was really hoping he would get back soon, but now out for at least another 2 months. Just hope the best for him, and then when he does come back, he can play up to that level that he was before he left. Finishing things up today, there was a game in Key Arena between the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings. Just so the NBA could say goodbye to Key Arena, which is going to get a remodel. I can't remember if it's going to get a remodel, or I know that the Seattle City Council has approved the funds for a new arena, and there's also another private businessman that wants to build an arena in another location, and the NHL is all in. They are all in on Seattle. But where's the NBA? There's a great article by Jason Windhorst that if you want to get into all the nuts and bolts of it, get down into the minutiae, he's got it for you. Memphis is a possible candidate. I hate that. Would hate to see anybody move to Seattle. That I don't want to see. I don't want to see any other teams leave the cities that they're in. But if you gave it an expansion team, that I'm for. And one of the reasons why I think it needs to happen is because nothing would please me more with the way that Seattle has talked about Oklahoma City since we got the Thunder here and took the Celtics or the Sonics away from them. Nothing would please me more than going into that arena a couple of times a year, going into that city and continuing to add to the misery, especially with the way that the Thunder are now. So it would have to be done here in the next 5 years. Yeah, I'm saying it. I'm going total homer here. I want Seattle to have another team so Oklahoma City can keep adding to that misery of the Seattle Sonics fans. The other reason, okay, I kind of sort of miss the green and gold and the Sonics. But I think for that fan base and how synonymous that team was with that city, it's not a bad thing to do. Plus, Seattle's a pretty good sports town when you think about it. Seahawks fans have become extremely loyal. Granted, that's now just because they're winning. But between the Mariners, the Seahawks, getting the NHL now, it wouldn't hurt to have another four-sport team. Or another four-sport city in America. But I'm all for it. It's a great city. It's just not Oklahoma City. It's just not near as cool as Oklahoma City. But then again, I'm from OKC and I'm biased. And I'm not downgrading Seattle. Hey, man, thanks for giving us Nirvana. Thanks for Jimi Hendrix. Thanks for Heart to a lesser extent. Thank you very much for Alice in Chains and Soundgarden and Pearl Jam and Mudhoney and all those bands. And most of all, thank you for the Oklahoma City Thunder, because now I've got an NBA team I can cover every single night if I want to. And you know what? I want to, so I'm going to continue to do so. That wraps up the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. It's Oklahoma, Texas weekend. So, hey, guess what? Texas sucks, so by proxy, Kevin Durant sucks as well. Until Monday, I am saying everybody love everybody, unless you root for Golden State or Texas this weekend. And as always, peace, love, and thunder.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.